Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
You know, Biden was in Philadelphia today. He also called in a morning Joe and went ranting and raving, yelling, old man yells at cloud. Saying he's staying in the race, he's not going anywhere, he's staying in the race. Look, what do you expect him to say? What do you expect him to say? I'm dropping out, I can't do this anymore, I'm thinking about it, I'm not sure. He's got to say he's staying in, and the reason why is because the Democrat Party needs to control this process. If he's going to get out of the race, which I still believe he is, then they have to control this process up until the last possible second. You cannot risk having a very contentious Democrat primary. They want to control this process to the last possible second. And so that's why Biden has to be out there telling everybody he's staying in the race. There can't be a, there's no choice here. I think the easiest way for them to replace him is to make him the nominee. They have this virtual call set up with the DNC this coming July. And I believe that they will nominate him on that call. He'll be the nominee. And then it makes it easier for them to select a replacement. Once he's the nominee, until he's the nominee, then the whole you risk having a absolute cluster, you know what, of Democrat candidates who all want to be the chosen one. In other words, a Biden campaign volunteer, he found out Biden was coming to Philly. CBS 3 had this, and the guy said, I hope he can stay awake for it. It's one of Biden's own volunteers. The calls are everywhere from Democrat members of Congress, Democrat senators, Democrat governors, party donors, all the behind-the-scenes people. Biden has to go. The orders have been given up on high. And look, I know normally you'd say, well, he's the incumbent, Rich, so it's up to him. Except there's that pesky matter of the Hunter Biden laptop, which is out there. And the Hunter Biden laptop has all the goods on Joe being the big guy. And if they got to break that out, they'll break it out. As I've said to you before on multiple occasions, they did not. 51 former national security officials and the CIA did not come up with this Russian disinformation hoax and get the corporate media and big tech to go along with it just because they were worried about Hunter's D-pics coming out, just because they were worried about pictures of Hunter Biden snorting cocaine off of prostitutes. That's not why they did what they did. They did what they did because on that laptop holds the secrets to Joe Biden's corruption. Something that is an open secret in Washington, D.C., but something that would have destroyed his candidacy in 2020. And they could not risk that coming out. But they're not doing that now. They're not going to turn around and pretend like it's Russian disinformation now. And they're holding this trial of Hunter Biden over his head, which starts in September. And all of that, the government has, it has all the evidence there of the Biden crime family. And if necessary, they'll use that to get him out of the race. But I don't think you should believe Joe Biden for a second, or maybe he believes it when he says it, that he's not going anywhere. But I don't think it's up to him. I don't think it's up to him because of the Hunter Biden laptop and what they have on him. I also don't think it's up to him because he's not really in charge. Barack Obama is, and from everything I've been hearing and reading, and you've heard the same things that I have, Obama wants him gone, which is why all the Obama people are out there, from Pluff to Axelrod, all of them, are all saying that Joe Biden has to go. But you can't, he can't come out now and drop out of the race. They need to control this process. Their convention is not until August. That's a long time in politics. That's a lifetime in politics. That's more than enough time for a Bernie Sanders or another renegade Democrat to swoop in and get the delegates. And if it becomes an open primary, like what I saw an article today, somebody said something to the effect of, well, here's how this could work. Joe Biden could announce that he's stepping down and Kamala Harris is his pick, but allow there to be an open convention, an open primary process, and release his delegates. And they're not going to do that. Because you run the risk of Bernie getting in. And the one person, if you remember in 2020, they all dropped out at the same time, starting with little Pete and going all the way to everybody. They all dropped out when it looked like Bernie Sanders was going to win. And they backed Joe Biden. They kept America's mother-in-law, Elizabeth Warren, in the race to cut into Bernie's votes. But the fix was in then to stop him. And it's the same problem they have now. Bernie's got a massive coalition. He's the populist Democrat. He's the anti-war Democrat. He's everything they want in a lot of respects. The people in the grassroots, I mean, not the establishment, not the Democrat masters of the universe. And they just can't risk it. It's too much of a crapshoot for them that Bernie gets in and they can't control him. The same reason they want Trump gone, because they can't control Trump. The Republican establishment cannot control him. Like I said, you know, if this was Kamala Harris running right now or some other mainstream Republican, they wouldn't care. They'd be fine with that person winning, but they can't afford, they can't allow Trump to become president again. They just can't. And he's going to beat Joe Biden. He beats Joe Biden. And let me be very clear on this. I want Biden to stay in the race. I think Trump will clobber him like a drum, and I think it'll be a landslide. And I don't know what I don't know about a replacement. I've got all kinds of ideas on if it's this person or that person, but I don't know. And so I like what I know. But I want Biden to stay in. You know, somebody accused me the other day of being giddy over the idea of Biden getting out. I'm not giddy over it in any way, shape, or form. I'm giddy that my predictions have been spot on in this, in which I told you the debate was a setup to show that Joe Biden can't be the nominee because he's going to lose. So they do a debate in June to show everybody he can't do this. And it was a setup and Biden walked right into it. But no, I would love for him to stay the nominee. But there's a lot of things I'd love. I just can't have them. Like pizza. I'd love to eat pizza every day, but I'll get fat. So I can't do it as much as I want to. I have to live in the world of the real world, not the world I want to live in. And in that world, when you've got the White House right now trying to talk about how Joe Biden's Parkinson's doctor has visited the White House 10 times. And Karine Jean-Pierre, the White House fembot's up there trying to defend this and say, oh, well, you know, I mean, it's just a doctor. What are you going to do? I mean, doctors visit. They have doctors. This is a disaster. This is a disaster. Biden probably has Parkinson's disease. I mean, I've heard a lot of people who are medical doctors come out and say that. He shows a lot of the signs of that. I think it's probably Parkinson's plus dementia, something else. But yeah, he's got problems and the American people see it. And most importantly, for the Democrats, the power brokers see it, but more so they see the poll numbers. Like I told you, if Biden had a 10-point lead right now over Trump, this would be irrelevant. It'd be a moot point. But Biden's losing. He was losing prior to the debate. In every single crucial swing state, Joe Biden is losing. I don't care about the national polls. They're irrelevant. In the states that you have to win to become president, including Pennsylvania, Joe Biden's losing. Every poll, it's not like there's, you know, one's an outlier here showing Trump's winning, but the rest show Biden. He's losing everything. So for that reason, they can't afford Donald Trump to beat him and become president again, because Trump will come in and he will overturn the deep state once and for all. And he's going to come in there and he's going to get revenge, political revenge on the people that tried to destroy his presidency, and good. Good, because there should not be a shadow government that runs our country. That's not what the founders envisioned. And for all you people that scream about democracy all the time, you know, the democracy crowd, who has no idea what they're talking about when it comes to this country, because we're not a democracy, we're a constitutional republic. But all the people who scream about democracy are somehow okay with this shadow government that can run the country and actually undermine a duly elected president just because they don't like the guy, which is what they did to Trump. So we watched as the White House told us everything was a cheap fake, and the corporate media told us it was cheap fakes. The media has, I mean, not that they had any credibility before this, but talk about a fiasco for them. Talk about a crisis for the media. They were telling us over and over again, this is the best version of Joe Biden. The man's got it. That debate that night was a disaster. And then they're all suddenly now calling on Joe Biden to get out of the race. But they were complicit in hiding his condition. And so was the White House. New York Magazine, not exactly a very far right wing publication, had a big piece about this over the weekend, talking about how all these people are complicit in hiding Joe Biden's medical condition from the American people. It's a cover up. It's a scandal and it's a cover up. They are complicit with the media's help, because it's always the unholy triad of the corporate media, the government, and big tech, in hiding the man's very obvious health condition. Hell, today, Michael Moore, can't say it's very often I agree with Michael Moore, but Michael Moore came out and said, this is one of the biggest forms of elder abuse he's ever seen, keeping Joe Biden in the race. Now, I also know that there's the Jill Biden question of, well, how do you overcome Jill Biden, who's keeping this man in the race because she loves the power and she loves the glory and she loves the attention? I don't think Jill Biden matters. I think people are putting way too much stock in Jill Biden. If they've decided Joe's got to go, Jill doesn't have the power or the juice or the money to stand up to these people. She doesn't. So she can say, listen, he's not going anywhere. And Joe can turn around and say, I'm not going anywhere. That doesn't mean he's going to stay. That doesn't mean he's going to be able to survive this onslaught that's going on, because of the fact every day there's another leak, and another leak coming out showing this Democrat staffer, this Democrat congressperson, behind the scenes meetings, and stories like the one that came out today about the Parkinson's doctor. Well, it came out over the weekend, but now they're saying 10 visits to the White House, 10, by an expert in Parkinson's. So, I mean, how do you survive that onslaught? And I know you might think to yourself, because he's the incumbent, but he's not yet. He's not the nominee yet. That is in August. That's at the convention in August, or in July when they nominate whoever they nominate on this virtual call. So under the Democrat National Committee rules, if the nominee withdraws from the race for whatever reason, health reasons, dies, whatever, then the Democrat chairperson, along with the head of the Democrat Governors Association, the head of the Democrat National Committee, the head of the DNCC, the Democrat National Congressional Committee, and a cabal of other incredibly powerful people will all meet behind closed doors and pick the successor. And forget the ballots and forget ballot access and forget all that. That's all a moot point. I've told you that before, too. In 2002, Robert Torricelli dropped out of the race for the U.S. Senate in New Jersey well after the deadline had passed, well after ballots had been printed, and well after ballots had been mailed out overseas. And a unanimous New Jersey Supreme Court said, it doesn't matter. The law's irrelevant. We have to have a Democrat nominee. And the United States Supreme Court refused to intervene. So there's your precedent for that right there. There's your precedent. So forget ballots and forget, that's all minutia. It's irrelevant. It doesn't matter. As long as they have a nominee in place but in July, then get on the ballots. If they change who that nominee is in August, then the electors to that nominee will now be the electors to the new nominee. That's it. And the electors are who you vote for. You don't vote for Biden. You don't vote for Trump. You vote for their electors. And then the electors meet at the Electoral College. And then the electors vote for the president. That's how it works. That's how our system works. The electors won't change. Not if they control the process. They won't change. It'll be the same electors on the ballot. And those electors will just pick whoever they've been told to pick. Whether it's Gavin Newsom, whether it's Kamala Harris, whether it's Gretchen Whitmer, whoever it is. Whether it's the Kamala Harris, Josh Shapiro ticket, because they put the governor of Pennsylvania on thinking that that could save them and help them win the Commonwealth. Whatever, the electors just go and vote for that person. Not that complicated. And you don't have to change the ballot because it's still the electors. And you just change the name of the candidate. You got plenty of time to do that. Plenty of time to do that. all the time in the world to make that change. But they have to control the process. These people are the biggest control freaks in the world, and they are very worried about a guy coming in there named Donald Trump, who is going to stop the war in Ukraine. He is going to cut the gravy train of gain-of-function research and all the little antics we've seen over the years. He's going to secure the border. He's going to open up drilling. They don't want these things. And so they have to stop him. He's going to implement Project 2025, even though he says he doesn't know what it's about. He'll implement it. And we will have a balance restored in the executive branch of government. And all the little bureaucrats that live in the shadows, run things in the shadows, who actually run this country, they will lose their power. And there'll be accountability again in the executive. So I don't believe for a second when Biden is yelling on TV about, you know, come get me, and he's talking about the elites, and it's all a show. It's a show. Has to be a show. The Democrat Party, they are the biggest bunch of control freaks, and they are not going to allow an open primary to occur. And if they nominate Biden on this call that's coming up with the virtual conference call of the convention delegates in order to get on the ballot in Ohio, and they nominate Biden, which I anticipate they will do, it is only show to control who that successor will be. And then that person will be formally nominated in August, the very end of August, with plenty of time to get on the ballot because the electors are still on the ballot. You're not making a change. And because of the fact that you've changed who the nominee is. You've changed the nominee as per the DNC laws. And the courts are very clear on this stuff. The parties are considered private entities. So how they pick their nominee is their process. It's how they do it. And if their bylaws say that the nominee who they've chosen, and again, remember the timeline here would be July, Biden gets nominated and then replaced sometime between that virtual phone call and the Democrat National Convention. Well, then the states have to accommodate that because the Democrat National Committee has made the change. And the party has nominated that person, the successor to Biden, at their convention, and that person has to be on the ballot. And you may get a holdup of a red state that says we're not going to allow the change; it's going to go to court. But it's not going to fly. I mean, it's not going to work. That whoever that person is will be on the ballot. And you know, I've heard other theories too. Well, they can't transfer money. That's who cares? That you're talking about the amount of money that they can raise. In a heartbeat, these people, because they are the masters of the universe. So they will raise the money. The person will have the money they need, but they won't have Biden's baggage. And I'm not saying the person's going to win. I don't know who it is. I'm just saying that I know Biden loses. They know Biden loses. Everyone in Biden's world knows he loses. Even the people like John Fetterman, I don't mean to bring gender into it, who are on TV telling everybody that, no, Biden's got to stay in the race. I refuse to pile on. He's got to stay in the race. These people know he loses. But they have to say it. It's like Gavin Newsom. Gavin Newsom comes to Bucks County yesterday, and he's so swarmy, smart. Oh, he's just the guy is so full of it, but he has very nice hair. And he's going on about how Biden's, I don't even want to engage conversations about me potentially being the nominee. I'm with Joe Biden. And you could tell the guy is lying. His took us off. You know it and I know it. So everybody knows Biden loses. And the problem for them is that you're not going to get a mainstream establishment Republican who's going to do all the things that mainstream establishment Republicans would do to make the Democrat Party and the establishment and the swamp and the deep state happy. You know, if this was Mitch McConnell running right now, this would be a non-issue. Biden would be on the ticket and they would say, fine, we'll deal with Mitch for 4 years. It's all right. We'll battle him, but we'll get what we need at the end of the day because they've been getting what they need from that guy forever. They've gotten wars, more wars and more wars. So many wars. There's a lot of Republicans that they would just be absolutely fine with. So you wouldn't be hearing this. It would be Joe's going to go out there and win, and the cries to get him out of the race would not be there. And they'd be okay. And they would deal with the Republican for 4 years, who they like and who they can work with, and who will give them their wars and their money and their military-industrial complex goodies and their big pharma goodies and everything else. And they'll live to fight another day because the establishment will still get rich. And that's not going to happen under Donald Trump. So they just can't risk it. And with these poll numbers, Biden loses. And it's not like the debate's going to turn things around for him. It's made things worse. From a polling perspective, it's made things worse. There's a couple articles here and there like, well, in the national poll, he went up a few points. Who cares? It's irrelevant. He's still losing, I mean, even bigger now in the swing states than he was before the debate. So what do you do if you're the Democrats? You just know this guy's going to lose, and you deal with Trump, the guy you've been trying to stop using the courts, using prosecutors, using novel prosecutorial theories in multiple jurisdictions, but now suddenly you're going to be okay with Trump getting in there? You tried to stop Trump in Georgia. You tried to stop Trump in New York. You tried to stop Trump on multiple federal charges in two different vicinages. And so what? Now, all of a sudden, these people turn around and go, Trump's not so bad. I mean, sure, he wants to come in there and overturn the deep state and cut off the war in Ukraine, but yeah, we can live with him. Oh, stop it. Stop. And if you really think Biden is the most powerful guy in the country, then you're crazy. He's done. He's done. It's just a matter of how they control this process. So every time you hear Joe Biden go out there and say he's not going anywhere, don't believe him. Don't believe him. Or maybe he believes that, but it doesn't mean you should believe it. That's going to be the outcome. And hey, the reason I know I'm right is because it's Trump. They just cannot allow Trump back in the White House. They have to pull out the stops here. They got to do it, but they cannot also let they also can't let Bernie Sanders back in the White House or in the White House. They can't risk it. And there are a lot of people in the Democrat Party who, if this is not done right, will be very angry. And you risk them staying home. If they feel like Bernie got a bad deal again, if they feel as if this was done behind their back, they will stay home. That's another problem for them. You already have a lot of very angry young college kids out there. You haven't noticed. Calling Joe Biden Genocide Joe. You can't risk them staying home. So that is the big story of the day today, brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Venaria. Excuse me, Dr. Mike Venaria, VenariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile, VanariaDental, VenariaDental.com. Got a big show for you. Got a ton of audio for you. And want to get your reaction to this. What do you think is going to happen? 855-839-1210. It's me, Rich, back from vacation in the Adirondacks. Great to be back with you. Don't go away.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The Scioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
This is from CBS 3. A Biden campaign volunteer found out Biden was coming to Philadelphia, and the reaction, well, I think it speaks volumes. And this man says what we're all thinking. Take a listen.
After the church visit, the president made his way to a field campaign office in Manayunk, where volunteers were surprised to find out he was visiting.
Oh, is he coming here?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, that's cool. That's dope. I hope he's awake for it.
Solomon Troop, who has canvassed for Biden, was one of a few hundred who heard Biden speak at the field office.
Tommy Bugeaud is the Strategic Communications Director for the Republican National Committee. Tommy, how are you today?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
So that guy said the quiet part out loud there, and he's one of Biden's volunteers.
He did. I mean, the thing is, everybody knows that Joe Biden is unfit for office. Democrats are doing everything they can to try to look the other way. I mean, it's obvious. And so what we're seeing right now, especially in the press briefing room and other times where Biden and people that are defending him have tried to come up with excuses for why he was so adamant at the debate. The problem is they really can't come up with an excuse because Biden is unfit for office. That's the real truth of this. There is no other explanation. There is no other way they can get around it. And it's not just the debate. It's continually, including at conferences with world leaders, at other events where Biden has not only been falling asleep, he's been confused and perpetually confused and lost at the same time.
Yeah, and this doctor, this Parkinson's doctor, visited the White House 10 times. What do you make of that?
Well, I think one of the things that is incredibly troubling, besides the fact that these visits happened, is that during the press briefing today, we got zero answer from Karine Jean-Pierre about why these happened, whether the president met with this person, even though it's public information that this doctor came to the White House. It's part of a pattern of dishonesty from this administration, and this is probably the biggest cover-up in American political history, what we are witnessing right now. We are witnessing, before our own eyes, the decline of the president of the United States, and his allies in the administration have done everything they can to hide it from the American people from day one. And this is the latest example of refusing to answer basic questions or even confirm publicly available information that we have about Joe Biden. Shows the depths of dishonesty this administration is going to. And it also shows that they're not going to change their tune. This is an emperor's has no clothes moment, but they're going to keep insisting that the emperor is clothed when it comes to Joe Biden. So that's the type of mentality we're seeing at the White House. You can't trust him on this issue. You can't trust him in any other. It shows that this is the most dishonest administration in American political history, covering up perhaps the greatest political scandal in American political history.
Yeah, I mean, the press and the White House were complicit in this. New York Magazine had an article about this over the weekend. Not exactly a far-right-wing publication, New York Magazine, but saying, you know, this was a cover-up. I mean, they knew Biden's mental decline was there. The cognitive decline was there. They lied. They told us there was nothing to see. They made us out to be conspiracy theorists and told us it was cheap fakes. But they were covering this up the entire time, Tommy.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It shows that all the times that they talked about those cheap fakes, it was, again, they're exactly what they were accusing us of doing. And in reality, it was them that were purposely trying to take clips out of context and trying to really gaslight their way into covering up the truth. And there are so many examples of them covering it up. They knew that he couldn't take the large stairs to Air Force One, so he starts taking the shorter stairs. They know that he couldn't wear normal shoes, so they started giving him sneakers so he wouldn't trip. They started preparing questions from reporters, giving radio hosts the exact questions to ask Joe Biden, because they know that Joe Biden can't answer questions off the cuff. They gave him a list of pre-approved reporters to call on, and he would routinely say he would get in trouble if he didn't stick to that list. They gave him detailed verbal and visual instructions of how to get on the stage and off the stage at almost any event that Joe Biden would go to, and yet he would routinely get lost getting off the stage in front of all of our own eyes. So, I mean, there's so many examples where they knew time and time again that he was declining, that he was unfit for office, and they have done so much to keep him protected from the press, out of the eyes of the American people. And that debate really shattered the illusion once and for all and reaffirmed all the other things we had been seeing the entire time Joe Biden is in office. And you're exactly right to say this entire administration, especially Kamala Harris, is complicit in this cover-up.
Now, yesterday, Gavin Newsom came to Bucks County, Pennsylvania, must-win suburb, and Donald Trump is doing incredibly well in Pennsylvania. He's beating Joe Biden soundly and poll after poll after poll. What's Newsom doing, you think? Is he the warm-up act, or is he in the bullpen getting ready to warm up? What's going on?
Well, I think that's a good question. I think Newsom always would rather be the main event. I mean, that's kind of his mentality. I don't think there's anyone that's more narcissistic in politics. I mean, he always reminds me of a James Bond villain, though. I don't know exactly why he thinks he's going to be popular outside of California, especially when people in California are leaving California faster than they can replace the U-Haul trucks necessary for people to move out of California. I mean, his record is a disaster. That's why I think it's kind of laughable that he's even suggested as a possible replacement for Joe Biden. But that's the problem that you have as a Democrat, is that Kamala Harris is more unpopular than Joe Biden. Gavin Newsom has failed California, and the entire country knows it. They can't really put anyone else up, because President Trump will beat any of them, because President Trump has a vision to make this country great again, and Democrat policies fail everywhere they're tried. That's the problem they have. So we'll see what Democrats try to do, but I don't think Newsom is going to be any sort of savior for the Democrats because of his failed record as well.
Last question I want to ask you. We'll be live next week at the Republican National Convention. I'm doing the show from there. I'm excited about it. What can we look forward to for the convention?
Well, I think you can look forward to that vision that I just was mentioning there from President Trump to make this country great again, to make this country wealthy again, safe again, strong again, to make sure that we have a plan that puts Americans first and not illegal aliens first. And then at the same time, it's a celebration of the country, of Milwaukee. We're going to have local vendors at the convention. We're going to have local businesses at the convention. And while, of course, you're going to have big names that people will recognize, the real stars of the show in Milwaukee are going to be everyday Americans who know that President Trump's policies are going to make their lives better. And I think it's that coming together of Americans from around the country to celebrate President Trump, to celebrate the Republican Party, to celebrate these ideas, to celebrate and be a part of this movement is what's going to be so exciting about this convention. And it's going to be such a stark contrast to the Democrats' convention in Chicago, which is already shaping up to be an absolute mess.
Yeah, a total S show, no doubt about it. Follow Tommy on X at Tommy Peugeot. Tommy, thanks for joining me in Philadelphia. Appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, got a lot to get to here, including I'll play the clip of Karine Jean-Pierre, Jean-Pierre talking about the Parkinson's issue that Tommy just talked about with me. I have a ton of audio for you, a ton of reactions to Joe Biden's just absolute disastrous performance in the debate. And Democrats like David Axelrod, who are saying he's going to lose badly. Landslide. It's going to be a landslide. But I want to tell you about my friends at Emmons, because when it comes to your bathroom, question is it getting a little outdated? When friends come over, are you a little embarrassed to let them use the bathroom? If you are, it's time to let Emmons Design Specialist design a bathroom that you will love. And one that will truly be your own, excuse me, in as little as 3 days' time. With custom designs that cater to your unique tastes, imagine an affordable, maintenance-free bathroom with little to no inconvenience to you and your family in only 3 days. That's incredible. Only 3 days. Do you have a property at the shore that needs updating? Well, Emmons services the entire Jersey Shore, and Emmons has financing options available as well. We used them to renovate the bathroom in our old house. They did a phenomenal job, and they're going to renovate the bathroom in our new house. I just had Catherine, their design specialist, over to take a look at it, and she had some great ideas for us. So reach out to Emmons today at 856-885-6677, 856-885-6677, or visit their website at callemmons.com. That's callemmons.com, and tell them I sent you.
The Cioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
Apparently, there are certain seashells you can't take home with you from the Jersey Shore, of course. I'll share that with you as well. But the focus right now is right in our backyard. It's Philadelphia, it's Bucks County, it's Pennsylvania, because they're all coming here. So it doesn't get more local than that, which is why I love being on this radio station in presidential election years, because everybody's looking at us and talking about us. And there's a Philadelphia radio host, I'm sure you've heard by now, who lost her job when they found out that the Biden campaign insisted on sending her the questions in advance. Well, she's not the only one. There's another radio host who also admits, yeah, they sent him the questions in advance, too. So there's a pattern here. There's certainly a pattern, no doubt about it. Biden, and they're trying to control everything. So here's the White House fembot, Karine Jean-Pierre. She was asked a question about the news report that a doctor, a Parkinson's doctor, visited the White House at least 10 times. At least 10 times. Take a listen.
We provide to all of you.
That's a very basic, direct question.
Wait a second.
Eight times, or at least once, in regards to the president specifically.
Hold on a second.
That's what you should be able to answer by this point.
Wait, no. No, wait a minute. Ed, please. A little respect here, please. So, every year, around the president's physical examination, he sees a neurologist. That's three times, right? So I am telling you that he has seen a neurologist three times while he has been in this presidency. That's what I'm saying. I am telling you that he has seen them three times. That is what I'm sharing with you, right? So every time he has a physical, he has had to see a neurologist. So that is answering that question.
No, it's not.
No, it is. It is. You're asking me.
I cannot.
But I just. I also said to you, Ed. I also said to you, for security reasons, we cannot share names. We cannot share names.
Others he would have met with.
Why can't you share names?
In regards to if someone came here in regards to the president.
We cannot share names of specialists.
Why?
Broadly. From a dermatologist to a neurologist.
Why?
We cannot share names. There are security reasons. We have to protect. I understand that.
I hear you. There for anyone to see.
Ed, I hear you. I cannot from here confirm any of that because we have to keep their privacy.
Why?
I think they would appreciate that.
They're in the visitor logs.
We have to give them. We have to keep their privacy.
It's public information.
I hear you.
Guys, hold on a second.
There's no reason to get back and go back and forth and be in this aggressive way.
We missed around here about how information's been shared with the press corps around here.
What do you missed about? What do you missed about?
Everything he just asked about.
And then every time I come back and I answer the question
and
that you guys asked.
Correctly, you didn't have to come back and clean up.
I never answered the question incorrectly. That is not true. I was asked about a medical exam. I was asked about a physical. That was in the line of question that I answered. And I said, no, he did not have a medical exam. And
now, let's stop it right there for a second. We'll pick this up on the other side. But this is the biggest load of BS I've ever heard in my life. First of all, the White House visitor logs, public record, public information. This is a Parkinson's expert who visited the White House on at least 10 separate occasions, a doctor who deals with Parkinson's disease. And she's trying to say she can't confirm it for security reasons. What is that? Was the guy there to help talk about how you can kill Putin by giving him injections of Parkinson's disease? And it's like a national security thing. No. I mean, that'd be pretty funny if that's what it turned out to be, but I don't think so. I have a feeling he was there because Joe Biden has Parkinson's. That's it. Why else are you having a Parkinson's expert come to the White House 10 times? All right, maybe once to rule it out, but then the other 9 times are because he didn't rule it out the first time. So now you have a Parkinson's doctor coming to the White House to meet with the president of the United States because the president has Parkinson's. And she doesn't want to admit that, and she's acting like she can't tell you, I can't confirm or deny for security reasons. Give me a break. All right, 4 o'clock hour straight ahead. Don't go away. I got a ton coming at you, so strap in.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app. The Scioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Apparently, there are certain seashells you can't take home with you from the Jersey Shore, of course. I'll share that with you as well. But the focus right now is right in our backyard. It's Philadelphia, it's Bucks County, it's Pennsylvania, because they're all coming here. So it doesn't get more local than that, which is why I love, 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 love being on this radio station in presidential election years, because everybody's looking at us and talking about us. And there's a Philadelphia radio host, I'm sure you've heard by now, who lost her job when they found out that the Biden campaign insisted on sending her the questions in advance. Well, she's not the only one. There's another radio host who also admits, yeah, they sent him the questions in advance, too. So there's a pattern here. There's certainly a pattern, no doubt about it. Biden, and they're trying to control everything. So here's the White House fembot, Karine Jean-Pierre. She was asked a question about the news report that a doctor, a Parkinson's doctor, visited the White House at least 10 times. At least 10 times. Take a listen.
We provide to all of them.
That's a very basic, direct question.
Wait a second.
In regards to the president specifically.
Hold on a second.
That's what you should be able to answer by this point.
Wait, no. No, wait a minute. Ed, please. A little respect here, please. So, every year, around the president's physical examination, he sees a neurologist. That's 3 times, right? So I am telling you that he has seen a neurologist 3 times while he has been in this presidency. That's what I'm saying. I am telling you that he has seen them 3 times. That is what I'm sharing with you, right? So every time he has a physical, he has had to see a neurologist. So That is answering that question.
No, it's not.
No, it is. It is. You're
Dr.
asking
Kevin
me.
Kennard,
I cannot.
The White House,
but I just. I also said to you, Ed. I also said to you, for security reasons, we cannot share names. We cannot share names.
We have to. Others he would have met with.
Why can't you share names?
In regards to if someone came here in regards to.
We cannot share names of specialists.
Why?
Broadly. From a dermatologist to a neurologist.
Why?
We cannot share names. There are security reasons. We have to protect. I understand that.
I hear you.
I hear you. I cannot from here confirm any of that because we have to keep their privacy.
Why?
I think they would appreciate that.
They're in the visitor logs.
We have to give them.
Question of the doctor.
We have to keep their privacy.
It is public information. I hear you. Guys, hold on a second.
There's no reason to get back and go back and forth and be in this aggressive way.
We missed around here about how information's been shared with the press corps around here.
What do you missed about? What do you miss
everything
about?
Everything he just asked about.
What do you? And then every time I come back and I answer the question that you guys asked.
Correctly, didn't have to come back and clean up.
I never answered the question incorrectly. That is not true. I was asked about a medical exam. I was asked about a physical. That was in the line of question that I answered. And I said, no, he did not have a medical exam.
Now, let's stop it right there for a second. We'll pick this up on the other side. But this is the biggest load of BS I've ever heard in my life. First of all, the White House visitor logs, public record, public information. This is a Parkinson's expert who visited the White House on at least 10 separate occasions, a doctor who deals with Parkinson's disease. And she's trying to say she can't confirm it for security reasons. What is that? Was the guy there to help talk about how you can kill Putin by giving him injections of Parkinson's disease? And it's like a national security thing. No. I mean, that'd be pretty funny if that's what it turned out to be, but I don't think so. I have a feeling he was there because Joe Biden has Parkinson's. That's it. Why else are you having a Parkinson's expert come to the White House 10 times? All right, maybe once to rule it out, but then the other 9 times are because he didn't rule it out the first time. So now you have a Parkinson's doctor coming to the White House to meet with the president of the United States because the president has Parkinson's. And she doesn't want to admit that, and she's acting like she can't tell you, I can't confirm or deny for security reasons. Give me a break. All right, 4 o'clock hour straight ahead. Don't go away. I got a ton coming at you, so strap in.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again?
With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.